Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report. Today it is Tuesday, the 26th of June, and we are rapidly approaching the 4th of July holiday, which is next Wednesday. And we're going to have a sale that will probably bridge over two weekends, so it's going to be quite amazing. Our Red Deer Velvet, we had some tech problems with a few clicks, so people couldn't get access the first day we put our mass email. It's available. We don't have 3 and 6 packs, but we do have a sale. Regular price is $79.95. It's down $10, so you get an amazing deal right off the bat. You can purchase one, two, three, whatever you want. I expect this product will fly off the shelves quickly. It's the most amazing nutraceutical I've ever developed. We have other ones like our NutriDefense, NutriDyne, etc. This is the first and only nutraceutical on the planet that actually returns you to the zero-age fetal state with unaltered molecules, 300 biomolecules, and 6 growth hormones to literally regenerate any organ. And the first day I took it, I noticed the difference. It is absolutely mind-blowing amazing. And we take that along with our NutriMeds. We have our signal therapy, which is epigenetic frequency therapy. We have that now available through the Sonic Life Machine, which is the most powerful way to deliver it. You can get a lease purchase. Do contact me directly if you want to get a lease purchase for a Sonic Life Machine. We have also the epigenetic frequency antenna system that's available under diagnostics and therapeutics. And I have to understand, I'm collecting a series of technologies here at NutriMedical that is unlike anywhere else in the world or any clinic in the world, and we will be getting patents on all of our technology. The epigenetic frequency therapy is in the process of being patented. Our Mountain Red Velvet, our Red Velvet DR is patent pending right now, and we will be getting international patents as well. So you're not going to find this elsewhere. You're not going to be able to go to a clinic elsewhere unless we license them to have these products. And I hope that they will carry our Red Deer Velvet. It'll be under our label and our name. You have to order it through us. You're not going to be able to buy it elsewhere. You have to go through us. Even if we send it to clinics in Costa Rica, in Taiwan, or whatever it happens to be, you need to get the product from us. And it's not going to be available anywhere else. We also, the epigenetic frequency therapy is based on very advanced research with Linus Pauling, the last 3 years of his life, much other research in quantum biophysics, which I've been working on for 38 years. And I can tell you, my breakthroughs are will rock the world of anti-aging. The combination of signal plus substance, you need to have the right substance. If you don't have our NutriMeds in your body, and by the way, I've had just a gentleman the other day just went online and went to our site and just ordered peptides. Yeah, can't do that. You're not going to get any peptides unless you purchase a consult, 2 consult units to start with, and you, in addition to that, request a send in the 11-page history form. I review it and not only talk to you on the phone, determine what tests we need to do to determine which peptides are going to be beneficial. You can't order peptides, okay? You need to request a consultation, and if you're not taking all of our other NutriMeds that I recommend, you will not get peptides, okay? Peptides are given along with other NutriMeds, and I usually recommend epigenetic frequency therapy as well in order to get the optimized results. You may require hyperbarics, oxygen therapy, and you need to go through us to obtain the Summit to See chambers. Do not go directly to Summit to See. I can arrange everything, including leasing, etc. The same way as the Lumen Photon machines, you must go through us. We get no credit, And you're going to get the same price and same warranty, so do not go elsewhere. That's an important warning. The nutraceuticals we've developed over the years, and we have now well over 100 and some nutraceuticals, are completely unique, like our NutriDefense, which blocks the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, blocks the receptor binding domain for all viral infections, boosts your natural killer cell activity against all forms of infection and cancer. We have NutriDyne, or plasma monoatomic iodine. We have NutriSilver, the most powerful silver atomic resonance form in the world. We have Indium-E, which I designed that actually delivers indium as a chaperone to bring it into the nucleoplasm to turn on your genes. And we have now, of course, the epigenetic frequency therapy antenna system. You go to Diagnostics and Therapeutics, you could purchase it, and I will send you frequencies for your specific illness. We'll also have additional frequencies available down the road that will include not only the atomic resonance of minerals, but also amino acids, which are epigenetic signals to turn on your genes for specific illnesses. Even if you, everybody has lots of stem cells, but even if you get a stem cell transplant, go through me and I'll refer to the proper clinics that have the right stem cells. Don't just think you can research on your own. I had a gentleman here just recently with MS, and he actually said, I want to come on the show and ask for donations. I said, no. What do you mean donations? He said, well, I want to go to a clinic in Costa Rica. I said, no. I said, you need to go where Dr. Deagle recommends you to go, and if you do need donations, then I can support you in coming on air if you need donations to help get well. But unless you're following my treatment regimen, you're not going to get peptides or the other care you need. And by the way, that includes health providers. I recently had a health provider who was traveling, so he didn't take his first shipment of nutraceuticals, and then he wanted to get my advanced treatment like red deer velvet and peptides, etc. No, not going to happen, even if you're a doctor. You need to follow my treatment, or you will not get ongoing care. In other words, shut down order number one and not receive your nutraceuticals that you need to take with your peptides. You're not going to get further care. You're going to be cut off the list. Okay? If you cooperate, I will help you, and I'll refer you to the proper clinics, doctor, specialist. They give you the right integrative care, whether you need surgery or other treatments. For example, I had a recent gentleman. He is going to be compliant. He went off to one of my colleagues, Drs. Crescenteno in Grand Cayman Islands, and didn't get a positive results because I tell people, if you're going to do this, you must consult me because I'll tell you you have to clean out your knees first if you're going to get a stem cell transplant. Plus, you need to clean up your body. If you're diabetic, if you've got heavy metal toxicity, if you've got stealth pathogens, we don't clean you up and prepare your body. The stem cells need to be present, but also now we have the Red Deer Velvet DR, which is far superior to our old product we carried for about a dozen years. That product was the Red Deer Velvet is gone. We don't carry that anymore. We have Red Deer Velvet DR, which is the first and only product in the world that makes molecules protected all the way to the terminal ileum that can be mycelized and go to your target tissues to regenerate any organ. And the combination of technologies I'm assembling will eventually come out in a clinic. I'm actually thinking of getting some of my colleagues to set up clinics in places we're not only here in America but around the world. And that will happen in the next few years. You'll see Dr. Deagle's technology popping up at these facilities or at existing facilities where I'll license them to have access to the epigenetic frequency therapy and the Red Deer Velvet DR. So stem cells don't work unless you have the building blocks and you clean up the patient. And these stem cell clinics are extremely sloppy. They're not doing the proper job to clean up the patient first before they provide them. So I want to warn you that I don't treat lightly this idea of helping people. I want to make sure that you get the very best results at the least cost. Most of them you can be doing at home rather than running all over the place. For example, if you want to detox from heavy metals, you don't need to go for IV chelation. You can take our Chelor Max and our Ultra Zeolite, take things like our semethyl acetonazole methionine with 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine and bio-LVR. If you take my nutraceuticals, you'll detox slowly over a period of time without danger of serious electrolyte and mineral imbalances in your body. So the bottom line is do not, including if you're a health professional, second-guess Dr. Deagle. It's a very unpleasant and painful experience, and I don't want you to go through it. I don't want you to get bad results because I want you to get the very best regeneration, whether it's your eyes, your kidney, your heart. I want to see that you get good results in your bones, if you're regenerating bones. Don't listen to your dumb doctors. They're going to give you bisphosphonate drugs that will destroy your osteoblasts. Don't listen to your heart doctor when they're going to give you a statin drug, because if you're female, you have a 200% increased risk of turning diabetic. Don't think that your doctor can reverse peripheral neuropathy because they're knuckleheads. They can't. They don't know how to do it. I do. And I'm going to write up a series of videos over the next few months that will literally tear down the paradigms of literally all health professionals in the entire world and all the major illnesses, and give you my paradigm of what each illness is, whether it's stroke, heart disease, cancer, retinal deterioration, aging, osteopenia, osteoporosis, dysbiosis, autoimmune disease, etc., immune homology syndrome, all of these syndromes and so on. I'm going to be putting up in video, and they're going to be free to everybody. They'll be on Vimeo, on my Vimeo channel, which is vimeo.com/NutriMedical1. So you don't have to pay a cent. If you're a health professional and want to learn more, you can contact me. I don't charge a penny to teach you, but I do charge for the time to review cases. So no matter where you are in the world, if you want to learn from Dr. Deagle, you need to contact me. There's no charge at all except the time I require to review cases, so you learn like an apprentice. Okay? So listen up. If you want to get well, listen well, and I'll give you the best nutraceuticals and advice on the planet. Back in a moment with Ryan.
Get the ultimate knife.
Ryan, and this is Dr. Bill Deagle, and Ryan, we have a big sale coming up over the 4th of July, and a lot of people, in fact, an interesting comment I had. I had a gentleman yesterday who purchased the peptides, which, by the way, the peptides are only provided if you're taking all the other NutriMeds and you have, sure you have a consult. The first thing is, to start off a consult, you need 2 time units, or at least an hour. You need to fill in the 11-page history form attaching the medical records. I set up a time to talk to you to actually go over your case. And then I determine which peptides are going to be appropriate for your condition. And you need all the other NutriMeds, including our new Red Deer Velvet. And if you're not taking the other NutriMeds, I recommend you will not, N-O-T, not get any peptides. Even if you purchase it, it will just reverse your charge. So you need to follow the program. You can't just order peptides and then not even know which ones. I put it nondescriptly as peptides, so people can say, oh, I'm going to order this peptide for this organ and that one. And then on their own think that if they just take peptides, they're going to get better. Not. Okay, it's like people taking stem cells. Ryan, you've heard of all the stem cell clinics all around the world. And a lot of people, because they have direct access, they're going all over the place. Hollywood people, they go to Central America. People are going to Germany. And to be honest with you, if you're a good Iowa farm boy or a farm boy anywhere, maybe you're in Oklahoma, which is a great farm community. You got to prepare the soil first. So if you don't clean up the soil and have the minerals present and everything else, the seeds aren't going to take. Stem cells are just like architects and engineers built the building blocks with the proper nutriments, and the patient cleaned up if they're diabetic, have heavy metal poisoning, stealth pathogens. They're not frigging going to take, okay? Now, these stem cell clinics are ripping people off because they don't spend the time and effort, and a lot of effort, by the way, to clean people up before they go for a stem cell transplant, and they're going to waste a lot of money. Some of these stem cell clinics charge anywhere from $6,000 to $100,000. It's a lot of money. And I don't want them to waste their money. And I refer to clinics that are, number one, are affordable and have stem cells at high concentration, but only after I've done 5 or 6 other steps first, including NutriMeds, Red Deer Velvet, epigenetic frequency therapy, hyperbaric oxygen. Stem cell clinics are at the tail end of it because most of the time, if you supply the building blocks, the body's got plenty of stem cells. You've activated them with hyperbaric oxygen, photochromic light therapy, and epigenetic frequency treatments, etc. You don't need a stem cell transplant unless the tail end, everything else is kind of partially responding, but you need more. So I want people to understand, don't second guess and think you're going to find equal products elsewhere. You're not. Don't try it. It's not going to work. And you're also not going to have the artful advice as to how to take them or how to even test to see if what you're taking works. I had a consult yesterday where a lady who's been listening to the show for 7 months now, and she's a nurse of 35 years, and she got Syndrome X. Her own doctor didn't order the testing for hemoglobin A1C, but she's got basically Syndrome X, which is, you know, pre-diabetic condition. And, of course, the doctor was trying to convince her because of her dyslipidemia to put her on a statin drug. Now, if you take statin drugs, and this is the published literature, and by the way, the doctor probably didn't read it because he's an idiot. If you put a woman on a statin drug in America, you're increasing your risk of turning diabetic 200+%. That's not funny. I'm a medical legal expert. Believe me, I do legal cases in every specialty. And if you're a doctor doing stupid things like this, I'm going to get you. Okay? So I want people to understand, I'm not just a natural functional medicine doctor. I'm a surgeon, intensive care unit doctor, toxicologist, infectious disease, etc., and quantum biophysics doctor. And I can tell you, most of these doctors don't have the first clue of what they're doing, even on the published literature in their own subspecialty. It's disgusting. So, Ryan, let's pick out a few nutraceuticals and convince people you need to take control of your health, whether you're turning diabetic, you get hypertension, you're getting early dementia, you have insomnia. It doesn't matter what your health condition, you have to use natural molecules, not toxic drugs first. There are a few places for drugs. It's very small. Intensive care unit, some specific things like, you know, Entresto is not too bad if you don't get angioedema and then block your airway off or blow up like a balloon, or go into renal failure. So people need to start realizing drugs are dangerous, and if you can use natural molecules, you want the best. They're bioavailable and bioactivated, so they jump any gene defects. They don't have to be activated because of a gene snip you have, and they actually work. So, Ryan, let's proceed with a couple of good examples.
Sure, sure. Yeah, let's start with the foundations, right? You were just saying, like, hey, no matter what your agenda is, you got to make sure you do it in the right order and you got to take proper steps. And one of the proper steps is make sure you got good foundational nutrition coming in. So when we look at in the NutriMed lineup, the Vitamineral Max is a critical formulation. You can get it in capsules, and now it's available in powder if you want it that way as well. But that is critical to laying good foundational nutrients into your body every single day so that you can activate the enzymes you need to activate. If you're missing some of these things, these fundamentals, or you may have a genetic SNP, and unfortunately when you take a lot of multivitamins out there, they don't necessarily have what's known as like the activated forms of like the B vitamins, say like folate, for example. You're like, yep, got folic acid, check. You're like, well, unfortunately, 40%+ of the population has genetic SNP that's not allowing them to convert it to an activated form, the 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. And that's already in this formulation. So is, like, say, instead of using cyanocobalamin for your B12, you're using methylcobalamin. So you're jumping over three enzymatic steps, including a process that's known as methylation. And that methylation, which we talk about a lot, is critical. There's so many people that have defects there, and so there's a compromise as to why your nutrients aren't really working for you, why your food isn't really delivering what it should. And Bill, Dr. Bill's expression of this formulation is literally like a cellular handshake really resonates with me, because people feel a difference where normally when they take a vitamin mineral, unless it's been spiked with caffeine or something, they don't feel anything. This formulation makes a difference because it's bioavailable to your body, and it serves as a critical foundation for anything you're trying to do.
Yeah, it makes what people should understand also, if you take the wrong nutraceuticals, you can actually create deficiencies. They did a cross-cultural study. It had done about, maybe 6-7 years ago, where they actually took blood levels with labs like SpectraCell and other labs, actually multiple labs, to see what the nutrient imbalances and deficiencies were. And what they found is Americans have got greater excess of, say, heavy metals and deficiencies of nutrients than any other population on Earth, including people from Central and South America and Sri Lanka. And the reason is they're taking non-bioactivated nutraceuticals that are garbage, I call latrine bullets, because they don't even dissolve properly. And they actually create greater deficiencies, especially because they block the ion channels. So some minerals you do need can't even get in, and there may be trace amounts. So what you have to do is you want to make sure we have the Albion Chelated Mineral Delivery System and our Vitamin Mineral Max and Mix and Minerals Plus and Life Support. And of course, I'm working on some individual minerals with a new delivery system that's like our India Me and NutriSilver. And that will be coming down the road. It'll be a single one, single units where you take small amounts just to top something up. But you need the main minerals. You also need bioactivated vitamins. If you don't have a bioactivated vitamin, let's say, for example, you have a B6 SNP or polymorphism called single nucleotide polymorphism, and you take over 100 milligrams a day, which is a teeny dosage, you will cause, C-A-U-S-E, cause a peripheral neuropathy. It's also one of the gene SNPs that predisposes people to diabetes, which, by the way, the first step in diabetes is a loss of copper in your skeletal muscles. Now, most people don't know this because it's research I'm going to be presenting this year. Copper, zinc, SOD1 in your muscles, your skeletal muscles. The deficiency caused by the loss of copper is an adaptive response to survive famines. And if you don't take the right nutraceuticals and the right balance, like 10-to-1 ratio of zinc to copper, you're going to throw off your enzyme pathways and cause problems. So, guess what? There's a lot of tech behind this. And the people who just want to flog vitamins and don't know the tech, they're going to hurt you. Don't let them hurt you. So, Ryan, let's proceed. Let's go to the next nutraceutical now. When you take nutraceuticals, you need to take them artfully. It's like painting a health picture in your body. So think of me as the nutraceutical Leonardo da Vinci. I not only make the palette of the colors, but I know how to apply them to get a proper picture to make you a healthier person down the road, to rebuild your bones, your connective tissues, your joints, put hydroviscus layer back in with, say, joint performance and tendon mender and now Red Deer Velvet, turn off arthritis with things like Inflamex and Arthritix. You know, when you do this, you're painting with the right colors, and you take the right dosages, and you combine with other therapies, and before you know it, your body says, hey, I can do this. I can bring your blood sugar down. I can reduce hemoglobin A1C. I can stop glycating cholesterol and fatty acids. It's not whether cholesterol is bad. It's whether cholesterol gets oxidized. So when you take Omega Supreme Pro, you need non-inflammatory fatty acids in your body. I did research 41 years ago with Dr. Moskovitz, biochemist and cardiologist at the Vancouver General University of British Columbia, and we drew bloods, and their cholesterols were 3,000 to 3,500 plus. And they never had heart disease. They ate seal flipper and narwhal blubber. That was their gum. So when I hear idiots that want to quote the Framingham study, these people are knuckleheads. They don't even do lipid electrophoresis to look at the lipid fractions. The most dangerous fraction is small particle HDL. And do any of these idiots measure antibodies against 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol or T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids? No. I guarantee you none of the cardiologists in your state are doing it, and they don't know what the hell they're doing, and they're giving you toxic drugs like statins that will turn women into diabetics and cause dysmyelination and dementia in men and castrate them, because without LDL cholesterol, you can't make male hormones or adrenal hormones. Do doctors know this? Are there average functional doctors or non-functional doctors out there? Of course not. They're blithering idiots, and they're dangerous to the public, and the people don't know this, do they?
No.
No. No, and believe me, I don't take captives. People say, if they want to disagree with me and you have a doctor that thinks he's real smart, have him call into the show live and I'll do an intellectual vivisection. And I'm going to be extremely unpleasant, because remember, with my name Deagle, it's Norwegian Viking. I'm going to axe them questions. I'm not going to ask them questions. I'm going to axe them questions. So I want people to understand, I'm trying to provide this to people. They need to realize, I don't ask for respect, I demand it. If you want to get well, listen up and take the advice, otherwise suffer and be exposed to the health professionals that are killing you. Like I talked to this nurse yesterday afternoon, and she's 35 years, and she doesn't want to suffer these doctors harming her. She's wise enough, having been a nurse 35 years, to see the hypocrisy and the idiocy of the so-called healthcare system. It's the same as a political system. Our political system is disgusting. They don't want to solve any problems. They just want to play with it while they manipulate us. And that's why we deal with things like this, and health issues and geopolitical, and the environmental issues, where the maniacs want to say if we reduce carbon credits and carbon generation units, that's us, they can solve the problem and we'll live in a pristine world without us. Not good. Well, the thing is, we want to restore your health, because the testosterone level and sperm count's dropping, the IQ's dropping in the population, and now we're getting the emergence of what we call trannies and 34 different subspecies of gender when there's only two sexes. It's all caused because people aren't taking nutraceuticals, they're drinking toxic water, they're exposed to toxic scalar radiation and toxic halides, as well in their water, food, and air, and radio toxins from Fukushima or local nuclear plants, and nobody's telling them the truth, are they? But Dr. Deagle is. Believe me, I'm going through hell trying to do this, too, because even my computer's being hacked into. I have it back for repairs again, and they're going to completely rebuild it because I've been hacked so many times. It's disgusting. So, Ryan, please continue. Pick out your next nutraceutical.
Well, I think a critically important one, Dr. Bell, is dealing with that gut health. And making sure that your immune system is constantly getting activated. And so one of the key ways to do that is working with the probiotics. And so Living Probiotic and Living Probiotic Ultra. So you've now got the Living Probiotic 15X. This is a 30 billion per capsule formulation. So this is 15 times more powerful than the original Living Probiotic. And it's affordable, and it is highly effective. It's got...
Well, I think it's got the same strains as the 100 billion organism, our big boss, which is, I think, roughly three plus times more. But the Resultsix strain, the other one we had, was very good, too. The thing is, the Resultsix strain, although it's 2 billion organisms, is one that will work. They did a study here in California, I think, 1 or 2 years ago, and they actually went to health food stores, and they only found one yogurt had some probiotics in it. Basically, you're getting a pig and a poke. If you go to a grocery store or a health food store or, you know, one of these health food stores, even Trader Joe's, and you buy yogurt, most of the time the bugs, the organisms, the probiotic bacteria are dead. Now, if you don't have probiotic bacteria, there's three consequences. You don't make vitamin K2 to decalcify your arteries and decalcify your pineal gland in your brain. Number two, you don't have anti-cancer effects where you're allowing dysbiotic bacteria to deconjugate toxins and send them back to your target organs, your pancreas, your brain, your liver, your breasts in women, and your prostate in men. So people don't realize dysbiosis is not a minor thing. If you've got dysbiotic bacteria and you don't replace them, you're going to get diverticular disease, you're going to get target organ cancer, and you're going to get vascular disease and dementia. There's a whole lot of consequences to having a screwed up bowel, isn't there?
Yeah, and just to point out, you know, when people go, well, you know, I don't eat that bad, or, you know, maybe I'm not that bad, you're like, hey, listen, sugar, stress, alcohol, excessive carbohydrate, it's like each
life, it's life in America. Let's put this, put a big title out. Life in America or any Western nation, Canada, whatever, it's killing us. Our diet is killing us, and we don't realize how it's doing. And this is one of the ways we have disgusting parasites, nanobacteria, and everything in our guts, and we think we're going to be fine. We're not.
Yeah, and so when people go, well, maybe that's not me, it's like, it probably is you more than it's not you, because this is a foundational thing. You've got two-thirds of your immune cells located in the gut lining. So if the gut is out of balance and out of whack, and you're relying on this really good ecosystem of balance, it's kind of like when you go, it's an oil spill over here. You know, birds and everything are affected. You're like, well, same thing in your gut. It's you've just
basically
the system, and now we're going to come in and clean it up. All right?
Your health lives or dies in your gut. Well, it doesn't matter whether you get dementia or thyroid. Give an example. Let's say you got a gland virus, and that gland virus not only hits your thyroid gland, it hits your gut and you get leaky gut syndrome. It activates your body to get even immune homology, so gut protein pathogens that look similar to protein peptides in your thyroid gland or other tissues can make you get autoimmunity. So it's a leaky gut syndrome caused by dysbiosis. If you got gallbladder, everybody with gallbladder disease actually, or pancreatic disease like recurring pancreatitis, has actually dysbiotic bacteria growing in the pancreatic ducts and the gallbladder. It doesn't just happen where you all of a sudden start to form stones. You actually have dysbiotic bacteria growing in there, and the bowel should be sterile. If it's not sterile, you're going to get in trouble. And you may not know right away, because it takes years of dysbiosis to turn into, say, gallbladder cancer or gallstones or recurring pancreatitis and pancreatic failure. I mean, people say, well, how did that happen? I mean, really, you know, it's... Any regular doctor, you think they know this stuff? Are you kidding? They couldn't crack a textbook in biochemistry, let alone advanced intermediate metabolism, infectious disease, quantum biophysics, etc. They haven't the faintest clue, and they've never done a test to even find out if somebody's got a dysbiotic bacteria in their gut. They don't know how to do it. It's disgusting and scary as hell. And the people trust these knuckleheads? Honestly, I would like to see an education system I call Nutramedical University, where you get medics, they're from the military, and they want to learn Dr. Deagle's method of practice. They just master the database, and then they go to a center where they learn the procedures. That's it, they're a doctor. My whole idea, this idea of medical school, is ridiculous. And then one medical school says we're better than another. That's because they followed the pinheads at the top of that medical school, and whatever they're doing is considered right, and everybody with a brain that actually asks questions is wrong. That's not true. Most of what I was taught in medical school or residency has been proven to me to be false, and when I actually used science to try to prove it, I got threatened with de-licensure when I did my diabetic and thyroid research and immunological research and autoimmunity and mercury toxicity. Every single time, I've been persecuted for using science to take a sledgehammer against stupid ideas. Okay, so if you want to get well, listen up. You're going to get the best NutriMeds here, the best advice. Don't go elsewhere. Don't wander around. Don't think I'll buy it somewhere else and get something somewhere. You're going to waste your time and hurt yourself. Don't do it.
Hunters, anglers.
Ryan, so let's continue. The whole area, this is the Wild West of called functional medicine. Where it's all going to shake out is people want results. When I went to the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, I was shocked and amazed. We had about 6,000 people there. The largest anti-aging conference in world history was last December in Las Vegas. And most of the presentations were done by scientists, doctors, triple board of specialists and subspecialists. And it was what I call hoo-ha. It was trying to actually carve out a niche in specific market of life extension or reversing this or that. And to be honest with you, it was a pile, most of it, of garbage. Now, unfortunately, I've been sent in medical seminars, too, by various specialists. And whether it's occupational medicine, internal medicine, cardiology, whatever, and they're always used to trying to flog a drug that has terrible side effects. It's like you can make a comedy out of it that you have 4 seconds of benefits and 56 seconds of lawyers reading off all the horrifying things that are going to happen to you and how the complications might result in your death if you don't tell your doctor. Ha-ha. So, you know, what I want to do is I want to train people up to the point where they actually are competent functional medicine doctors, and then they can kind of manage care. But to be honest with you, the medical schools and residency programs, even online training programs, like I have the lifetime program for continuing education in every specialty. And when I read through this stuff, it's just training me to make sure that I'm a good, I call it maggot. You know, I call 10th level maggots. You eat the fecal matter of the 9th level maggot, and you then poop it out intellectually. And if you're a good maggot, that the poop looks good, you get a star on your little forehead to say you're a good maggot. And that's what happens in the system, whether it's geopolitical, medical, whatever, legal. They just reward you because you are telling everybody else that's already at the top of this pile of garbage that they're a good maggot, too. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're exaggerating. No, I'm not, actually. And that's why you're not going to see life extension or reversing heart disease or even understanding why our population are dehumanizing and feminizing males, for example, with our toxic water, food, and sperm counts and male hormone levels are dropping. We're seeing men in their 30s at a pretty good percentage now are getting impotence. There's something really bad happening in our civilization. And it's like we don't give a damn. Or we wonder why we get so many addicted young people or suicides. We're not looking at it. Or why is there violence, for example, in our population? I talked to my son Matthew. We're going to do a special show this coming Wednesday on monoamine oxidase polymorphisms and why there's higher percentages in specific populations and why, depending on your IQ and your ability to adapt to different situations, you're going to have sociocultural things if you don't just approach them metabolically. Because we can give nutraceuticals that will help get rid of monoamine oxidase, induce the things like dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. And if you've got excessively high levels, you're going to be violent. And we have nutraceuticals that can actually take that violent edge away by assisting your enzymes to actually get rid of it. There's a lot to this, isn't there, Ryan? It's a hell of a lot more complicated than any other branch of medicine or any other physical activity on the earth. Functional medicine, it's done properly, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the most complicated activity of humans on earth.
Absolutely, and, you know, your expertise is, it's just, you know, on a whole nother level. So people listening to you, it's just phenomenal to I think for anybody listening to realize there's so much more potential out there that you don't know about. And when it comes to, you know, how complex the body is, in a lot of cases, there's such complexity, but God's made it simplistic in a lot of the solutions you can apply, which is beautiful, right? Like, hey, when it comes to, you know, getting the most out of, like, your immune system and so forth, like something as simple as using Power C Plus.
Exactly. By the way, our Power C is not like any other vitamin C. Like Linus Pauling said, in order to even conquer cancer, or any autoimmune disease or inflammatory disease, they can have somebody literally in a coma if you put a feeding tube down and give them Power C by the feeding tube as a slurry. You'll save them from going into septic shock. Believe it or not. And we had one gentleman here, and I got the reports from New Zealand, where he was actually like a very advanced biochemist, but he came down with the H1N1 flu in 2009, and he had to actually get his lawyer and his family and his family lawyer to walk into the hospital and threaten to sue the hospital unless they gave him vitamin C. Now, our vitamin C, you can get the dosages that will suppress cancer, turn off autoimmune disease, and actually prevent you from dying of septic shock. So there's nothing like high-dose vitamin C. But you can't get in these dosages with horrific side effects unless you take ours. There, whether it's liposomal or any other form, there's nothing like calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin. There is nothing. And it's that powerful when you get in that dosages. You can get, say, 100 milligram, 100 grams of vitamin C along with for every 4 vitamin C you take or 3 vitamin C you take, 1 full vitamin K2. You can turn cancer right off. It can't metastasize when you get in those dosages. It can't. It just stops it cold, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And people don't know that. I mean, all the cancer clinics, I mean, to be honest with you, if they instituted my 4-step plan for cancer, which is NutriMeds, third-generation GCMAF, the ISIL's dendritic vaccine, and insulin-potentiated chemo after the RGCC test in Greece, it would put all the cancer clinics out in America out of business. The average person generates $1.3 million, with an M, dollars before they pack it in and die, with the cancer clinics and the doctors and the IV clinics they have in America that do paint-by-numbers chemo. It's disgusting, it's evil, and it's not going to get better because it's an ungodly system by ungodly people that are not priests of healthcare. I'm a priest of healthcare. People need to take it that seriously. It's a high calling. It's not something minor. Well, hey, I'm going to be a doctor and cash in and get a bigger boat. There's a lot more to it, isn't there?
It sure is. Absolutely.
And that's why people don't understand. That's why in ancient Hebrew, you never paid insurance. The tithes didn't go to the church. They went to keep the Kohens from going into business. My ancestors. And they were prescribed against. In fact, when James and Jambres, the sons of Eli, went and brought false fire into the temple, God killed them. He didn't give them a bad day. He killed the buggers. People don't know this. It's in the Bible, people. You need to read it. It's there. We shouldn't be paying for health care. We should keep health professionals paid that they're on call and they're treated like a priestcraft and they don't kill the unborn or don't kill the elderly by poor medical care or poison people to create new diseases like diabetes from statin drugs. It's terrible. And the number of drugs that create serious illnesses, including suicidal ideation, I can't tell you how many vets over the last 40 years I've treated that were put, came all the way from Vietnam and Korea, that were put on these stupid drugs, and when they went on them, they had disinhibition, so they killed themselves and their family. I can't tell you how many cases I've had. It's mind-boggling. Serotonin reuptake 5 inhibitors. Crazy stuff. Amazing, isn't it?
That is, yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah, crazy stuff. People say, listen, I could write not a book, but an encyclopedia of bad stuff. I could be a stand-up comedian in L.A. I'm thinking, actually, of assembling a bunch of vignettes so I could just go out there and make people yuck-yuck as they're getting drunk and eating their munchies. Then afterwards they say, you know, once they sober, I say, man, did that guy say that? Oh, my God, maybe that's true. Because you know what? Sometimes humor will get through to people's skull quicker than a good argument. That's why comedians and poets and authors are the first to be killed in the revolution. You want to kill those guys because if people believe them, we're all going to lose power. That's the facts. See, if you crack a good joke that makes a point, sometimes you get through to people's skulls better than a good argument. Funny, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, it's like when I talked to my doctor friend about a week and a half ago, and he said, well, I want to go on a statin drug. I said, really? I said, so you believe in castration, demyelination of your brain, and blocking CoQ10 so you go into heart failure? Really? That's interesting. He said, what do you mean? So I said, I explained the biochemistry to him about how in males, it'll do all that bad stuff to you, including castration. He goes, what? I said, you skipped that class in biochemistry, didn't you?
That's good.
Yeah, I know. And you can tell he went silent for about 2 minutes to like realize, like, oh shit, I'm talking to Deagle. this is gonna be painful intellectually. Yes, I say I'm gonna do an intellectual vivisection without any anesthetic, and it's gonna hurt. Then I don't take any. I don't take any captives. I believe in intellectually slaying those to say, listen up. At the end, you can ask good questions, but don't think you know more than Dr. Deagle. It's extremely unlikely. That's not because I'm arrogant. It's because I'm driven. I'm driven. Before I leave this mortal coil, like Robbie Burns says, I'm going to tell the truth. Damn it.
Yeah.
Before I leave, I'm going to tell the truth. And the truth is, our healthcare system is disgusting. The doctors need a lot more training. We need alternative pathways so if a medic is really motivated and he can master what I know. Damn it, if he can produce the procedures and go to a center to learn the surgical skills, he's a doctor. And I need to see a new healthcare, new system where nobody needs to pay for healthcare insurance. It's part of our rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness is biological happiness. How's that? If you don't have a healthy body, what do you have? You have no rights at all. That's why you need to listen up and get on our NutriMeds, and we got a big sale coming up. Get on the Red Deer Velvet DR, start to regenerate your body. We have technologies here you're not going to find anywhere else. NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.